Welcome, one and all, to Podcast Town for another episode. Hello out there. I'm Chris. We're here to do another episode. I'm one of the hosts of Podcast Town. Rob's the other host. Rob's also here.
Here. Well, I'm here. I'm not with you. I'm where I am.
You are where you are, yes.
But we are both digitally together and doing this.
Doing
you,
it.
The listener. So welcome to being digitally with us.
Yeah. We're all digitally together. Isn't it great that we live in this digital world now, Rob?
There's going to be like a word for this.
For what?
For us all being digitally together.
Oh, yeah.
Like some kind of like, not a universe, but like something like that.
A digiverse.
Oh, a digiverse.
Yes, welcome to the digiverse.
Welcome to the digiverse.
Did we just invent that?
I think
Can we make
did.
Money off this?
I think we should like start a company and call it that.
Call it Digi?
Digiverse?
Well, we call it Digi first.
Oh, we just call it Digi. Okay.
And then one of our products is the digiverse.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Then we could have like other products in there too.
Other products in there too. Like we could have one that's just like rampantly conspiracy theories anyone can post.
Oh, yeah. Just like a message board kind of thing.
Yeah. And we could have one that's just pictures of people pretending that their life is perfect, even though they're dying on the inside.
Yeah. That's a good one. And then we could have another one that's like kind of branded as like a sub one of that. That's also just people posting conspiracy theories.
Right. Yeah. This is great. Are you writing this down?
And I already forgot it all.
Shit, I forgot most of it too. Well, there it goes. We'll never get that one back.
Well, that's too bad. All right, back to Podcast Town.
Anyway, yeah, back to Podcast Town. That's where we are. We are here to play you podcasts and good ones, actually, that you've never heard of. That's what we do on Podcast Town, and we're going to do that again today. Although, I should say, Rob, we kind of have to talk about this. It's very late at night right now.
Yeah.
And we have a podcast in the hopper, as they say, but there's this other thing going on. We've been getting these emails. There's like a compliance thing where every podcast has to go through this harassment prevention training course. You know what I mean? Like an anti-harassment training that you have to say, you have to watch it and say that you watched it and then check off a box and then you're in compliance.
And then you get your certificate, and then if you're not in compliance, they'll escalate to your manager.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah, and then everyone gets in trouble. So we actually have been getting pinged about this quite frequently recently that we have not done it yet. This podcast is out of compliance.
Yep.
And the deadline is tonight.
Oh, it's tonight?
To have it done. And unfortunately, there's only about, I don't know, what 30 minutes left in tonight? 40 minutes, maybe?
Oh, and how long is the training?
That's a great question. I don't know exactly, but probably less than that. So here's what I'm thinking.
Yep.
Let me know what you think about this. Instead of playing a podcast, like an actual podcast, what if we play this harassment training video, anti-harassment training, and that could be the podcast?
But hold on, we had such a good podcast for tonight.
We had
Hunter Biden.
We had the Hunter Biden podcast. Yeah, of course we did. And you wouldn't believe some of the shit he was doing on there.
Yeah.
Oh, tell all and show all. There's all sorts of stuff where he's like, it's a video podcast and he's like doing crack and stuff. We're not saying that we're never going to play that one because it's so good. We'll eventually obviously get to that one. I'm just saying for tonight, because in the interest of time, in the interest of compliance, we need to do this anti-harassment training. Let's just play the anti-harassment training video and pretend it's a podcast and be done with it. And be done with both things. Be done with the training and with this podcast, Podcast Town.
Oh, two birds, one stone is what you're saying.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So what do you say?
I mean, I'm in.
And then our listeners can get some, they might learn something.
Oh, that's true. Like if you're a manager at a job.
This is just educational now for you as a listener. Yeah.
Yeah. This is an educational value. You know what? You're welcome. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Now you won't either. Now you'll know what to do if you are harassing someone.
Right. Probably.
I think it's always stop.
I think that's generally the guidance if you are harassing someone. And if you
are being harassed.
Right. Now
or
you know.
If you are witnessing harassment.
You know what to do.
That's right.
Yeah. So great. So we're all on board with this. Okay, so now we're going to play the podcast, quote unquote, anti-harassment training podcast.
Enjoy.
Hi, and welcome to anti-harassment training for the workplace. If you're watching this, you have been assigned this training. It's going to be fun. We're going to make this fun. Not like those other trainings where they're all boring. We want this to be interactive. Learning things about not harassing people. What you're about to see is a series of dramatizations. These people are actors. They are not actually being harassed. So please don't call the police when you see the video. We've had this issue before, where people would watch the video of a depiction of harassment and immediately dial 911. That is not helpful. A, because 911 is very busy. And B, because these actors are actually not that great. When you believe them and call 911, they get bigger egos. And they think they're really good at acting, when in reality they're quite average, as you'll see. So sit down, put on those headphones, and get ready to learn about how to be a good person.
Harassment training starting now.
Hey everyone, it's me again. That was the intro to our harassment training video. We hope you enjoyed it. What's coming up next is really going to help you out in the workplace. Have you ever been confused about what to do in a situation where you were witnessing harassment? Have you ever been harassed yourself? Have you been harassing people left and right? It's time to stop that. But first, watch these videos. Now, this next scene may be a little familiar to some of you. Have you ever been in the break room at work? Well, Jerry went to the break room to get his sandwich one day, and he encountered something that may or may not be harassment. You be the judge.
Video 1, Jerry's Break Room Harassment Surprise.
Hey, hello, Jerry here. Jerry here to get my sandwich. Hello? Hello, coworkers.
Jerry, who are you talking to?
Talking to you. Just...
Why?
To say hello. Just trying to get my sandwich here. If you would excuse me, please, I'm just going to grab this sandwich.
Oh, that's... Jerry, that's my sandwich.
Oh, really?
Yeah, every day you take my sandwich.
And what's this?
That's Rachel's sandwich.
Oh, really? Okay, then this one must be mine.
No, that's Mike's sandwich. Oh, you took a bite. You took a bite. God, Jerry, you are so dense.
The fuck you say to me?
I said you're dense.
You think I'm dense?
Yes.
You're
that's what
dense.
I said.
You're fucking dense.
Do you even know what that means,
no,
Jerry?
No, yes, I do. I do.
How did you get hired here?
How dare you ask me that? I'm your boss.
I know, and it's surprising to me every day.
You don't speak to me that way.
One, get a job here, two, be my boss.
Yeah, you don't speak to me that way, Mr. Dents. Harvey Dents. That's you.
That is my name. Harvey Dents.
Yeah, what are you, fucking Two-Face? You are a Two-Face. Because one of your faces, one of your faces seems like a guy who's nice, and one of your faces seems like a guy who's mean.
Well, when you eat my lunch every day,
this is the mean one right now. This is the mean one right now.
Yeah, yes, yes, because you ate my lunch every day. You took my sandwich and said, "This is mine."
No, this is, well, actually not today. This is Mike's sandwich. This is actually Mike's sandwich. So, but guess what? Now I'm going to eat yours. Now I'm going to eat yours.
Wow, that was really something. What do you think Harvey could have done differently in this situation to treat Jerry with more respect? Should he have A, let Jerry pick whatever sandwich he wanted? After all, he is the boss. Should he have B, immediately stood up to Jerry and said, "Don't do that, Jerry." Or C, should he have roundhouse kicked Jerry in the throat? That's right. Answer A. He should have let Jerry do whatever he wanted. Then no one would have been in this situation in the first place. You could always bring two sandwiches to work. One for you and one for your boss.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Armstrong. I am an expert in de-escalation tactics. One thing that nobody wants at work is someone getting mad at somebody else. So if you find that someone is making you angry, think, what if I just did what this person wanted? What if I just got a workaround? If they want your sandwich, just give it to them. Don't get mad, get another sandwich.
Thanks, Dr. Neil. Next up is a depiction of something very disturbing, I must warn you. If you are sensitive, or if you are triggered by very bright flashing, please look away from the screen and plug your ears.
This next scene depicts images of nudity, debauchery, nudity, flashing lights, nudity, loud music, and full frontal nudity.
Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Jerry. How you guys doing? How we doing today at lunch? Good? Doing good? Everyone's good?
Jerry, you just ate our sandwiches. Like, you, this just happened.
What do you mean? What just happened?
You just ate Mike's sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was today?
That just happened.
Oh.
You stood there and ate the sandwich, and then this is the next thing you said to us.
Okay. Well, I was going to invite you to someplace really cool, but I guess if you don't want me to, then I won't.
Hey, wait, you're going to invite us to someplace really cool?
That's right, Rick. Do you want to go?
I want to go.
Okay. We're going to the strip club, everyone. Now, this is a workplace outing, right, guys? Am I right, team building? What's up? Up top.
He's high-fiving all the strippers.
Hey, Rick, you didn't bring that sandwich, did you? From the break room?
What?
I'm real hungry.
It's my
thanks. That's right. Dance it out.
Dance what out?
I'm talking to the strippers now.
But what? No. What does that mean?
It means to keep dancing.
Dance it out means keep dancing.
Okay, fine. I'll do it your way. Keep dancing, strippers. Keep dancing.
It's a little more direct, I guess. So I'm gonna be honest. I think all the women that we brought from the office are very uncomfortable.
Oh, we should have brought sandwiches for them too. You're saying? How many sandwiches do you have?
I have two more. I don't think that's.
Okay, we'll cut it up. We'll split them up.
Finger sandwiches. Like we're at a wake or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what we'll do. What if we pretend this is a wake?
You want to pretend that we brought all the women from work to a strip club for a wake?
Well, okay, when you say it like that. But the finger sandwiches, right?
I mean, I guess if we get one of the strippers to, like, lay down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
right? And like hold some flowers and pretend she's dead. They're all dead inside anyway, right?
What should Rick have done in that situation? A little differently. Should he have A, cut the finger sandwiches beforehand so that that conversation never had to happen? B, said, Jerry, this is inappropriate behavior at work. Or C, called in sick. That's right, answer C. If Rick didn't want to deal with anything, he should have just called in sick that day. Just remember, if you're ever feeling uncomfortable at work, call in sick. Or if you just don't want to do something that day. Or if you're hungover. Or if you're not hungover, but you're just feeling a little lazy, call out sick. If you use up all your sick days, go on short-term disability. If that causes a problem, quit your job. Next. We're going to see things from the management's perspective. In some cases, did you know that managers are legally responsible for harassment in the workplace even if they did not commit the harassment themselves? Check out this next scene. And see it.
Video 3. The tables have turned.
Jerry, can you come in here, please?
Yes, yeah.
Now, please, now, oh, here.
Hi.
Jerry.
Yes, hi.
Sit down.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for offering me a seat. Appreciate that. How are you doing, Mr. Benson? And what a lovely tie you have.
Okay. Honestly, Jerry, not great.
Oh, sorry to hear.
Do you know why?
Is your son doing coke again?
That has nothing to do with it, Jerry. And how do you know that?
Well, I don't know. We all know things. But
what?
Well, we hear you on the phone sometimes. That's all. Listen, forget I said that.
You're causing a lot of problems for me, Jerry. I like you, Jerry. Yeah. I like you. You're a good guy.
Thank you. I love you. And I'm in love with you, but...
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you got a sweet can. Just saying.
This is what I'm talking about,
you should
Jerry.
You know what you should do? Smile more. Maybe push
Jerry.
Maybe push those things
Jerry,
up.
You
maybe
know I have...
Push those things up. You know what I'm saying?
Push what things? You know I have face paralysis. I can't smile.
Those things. These things. And those, and those things too in the back.
You want me to push up my chest and my butt?
Mm-hmm. Have you considered getting a BBO?
Big
Brazilian butt
booty
lift.
Oh, Brazilian butt
you
lift.
You were close, but yeah. Same idea. You would really look good.
Time out. What could Mr. Benson have done differently in this situation? Should he have A, told Jerry that he was in fact the one harassing everyone the whole time? B, called in sick? Or C, should he have actually already known what a Brazilian butt lift was? It's pretty out there in the zeitgeist. That's right! Answer C! Wow, you guys are good. Well, that does it for another harassment training. Thanks for watching, and don't forget, be good out there, but not too good. We'll see you next time.
That concludes this edition of Harassment Training. You will have received this certificate. It does not have cash or monetary value.
Okay, yeah, hey, Rob, it's over. Rob.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, it's, yep. Hey. Cool. Yeah,
yeah,
so...
No, definitely watched it, and we are done with harassment training. I know exactly how to find it
mm-hmm.
and how to stop it.
Yep.
Or how to not do it.
and how to not do it and how to report it when you need to report. I know all those things because I was definitely watching it.
Yep.
And I wasn't in the other room.
Really insightful. Yeah. Actors were fantastic.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it was great. It was honestly great. And so, and a great podcast, right? Because remember, that was also our podcast for today.
Yeah. Yeah, that was another episode of Podcast Town in the books. I hope you enjoyed it, and
we
learned something.
Yes, we do, and you must have. So great. So that's awesome. So we're done. We're done with both things. This is awesome. Yeah,
that's
cool.
It. Wow. All right.
So cool. All right. Bye.
Yeah. See ya. All right. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time on Podcast Town. And until then, I'm Chris.
I'm Rob.
We just want to say pod
cash
app.
Pod cash app.
Pod cash app.
Pod cash app.
Pod cash app.
Bye.
Bye. Podcast.